Chapter 1. Alejandra Cortez stood on the edge of the dusty side road, coughing as dirt invaded her lungs. The wind kicked up the particles that tickled her airway as they weaved their way inside. Covering her mouth with her hand, she made a vain attempt to keep the tiny intruders from taking over. She squinted at the distant truck rolling down the sparsely traveled lane. Maybe she'd catch a break, and the truck would take her a fair distance down the road. She wasn't sure what direction she should go, but east sounded as good as any other. Certainly, that would be far away from border patrols or any who hated Mexicans. An increasing number of people saw her and her family as a blight on their pristine white land. Alejandra didn't feel like her name ever fit her. As soon as she earned the right to make a stand, she declared to her parents her preference for Alex. That name seemed to fit a whole lot better for reasons she'd never shared with her Catholic parents. When she was growing up, her mama had wanted her to learn a more fitting vocation than handywoman, something more suited to a woman, like nursing or teaching. Both were professions that contributed to society. Alex tried to remind her mama that even if she managed to get an education, she couldn't possibly work for a hospital or a school without a valid social security number. The real reason was she didn't have an affinity to medicine or education, but preferred to follow her papa around and learn all about fixing things. Papa was her hero. Juan could fix everything. He could do anything. She wanted to be just like her papa, and she was good at it too. She took to plumbing, electrical, painting, and all manner of machinery, like a duck to water. Her mama had given up well before Alex hit puberty and seemed resigned to what was clearly Alex's preference. The wind kicked up again, and the dirt swiveled around her, causing another round of uncontrollable coughing. As the truck approached and pulled onto the shoulder, the dirt tornado expanded. Her need to expel the foreign material from her lungs took on a new level of desperation. She was a desperate woman with no job, very little money, and no idea where to go. Not that she'd collected very much while living in Nevada, but for the second time in less than a year, she'd had to go on the run with little more than what she could carry in a pack on her back. A memory surfaced from the last conversation she'd had with her papa. Alex liked giving her papa shit, so she joked with him on the afternoon right before everything came crashing down around her family and forced her into her current situation. That had nearly been 8 long months ago. Her papa kept blowing his nose and complaining loudly as he tinkered with the small motor old man Hartford had brought in for him to fix. "Hey, papa, you should really find some Triactin." Alex handed her papa a small screwdriver, anticipating his need.
"Triactin?" Her papa scrunched his face. "Is that the new remedy, mija?"
"Uh-huh," Alex laughed.
"Triactin like a man."
She leaned back and held her stomach while laughing without restraint.
"Very funny, mija. You should become comedian and stop following your old papa. You don't laugh so hard if you catch this cold from me."
"Sorry, Papa. I couldn't resist. Mom always says how much the men complain when they get a tiny sniffle and how the women endure so much more. She says that's because it is expected of us."
"True. Your mama endured a lot to bring your enormous body into the world. And 9 pounds? I thought surely she'd give me a son."
"Do you regret she could only give you one child and it was a girl?" Juan reached over to pat Alex.
"Never. You my pride and joy. So beautiful and talented. You take over family business when I die. You'll expand. You no make the mistakes I have. I do not have a good judgment of character like you and mama."
Alex sobered quickly. "I'm sorry I couldn't handle all the work. I wish you didn't have to hire anyone else, and then we wouldn't need to trust someone outside of the family." Juan shrugged.
"Price of success and fulfilling the American dream, I suppose."